All right. Welcome to Motivational Monday. Glad you're here in this last time frame of February. Already 2 months gone by in the year 2023. And today, the theme of this podcast is on seasons. Seasons. And there are many seasons. We hear from Mark 11, verse 12. When Jesus and the disciples came from Bethany, he was hungry. Seeing in the distance a fig tree in leaf, he went to see whether perhaps he would find anything on it. When he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for it was not the season for figs. And there it is. There is a season and there's an out of season. And we've come to know that well about our own lives. Well, today I want to share a video, her name is Kelly. She gives a great testimony to what it was like for her to live through the pandemic and to get through their experience as parents and as family and as folks who had to adjust to the season of life that they were living in. And I think as we listen to her story, we can reflect more deeply on ours and see how God can speak. So let's hear what Kelly has to say.
Calling has seasons. Have you noticed that? On March 12th of this year, I left my office with a box of books, thinking I'd return in a couple of weeks. 2 weeks quickly turned into 3 months, as my son's early childhood center remained closed until mid-June. In those 3 months, we watched as numbers rose, safety guidance changed, and our world, at least, slowed to a crawl. To my husband and I, the world felt a bit unsafe. To my 2.5-year-old, it had never felt safer. Nestled at home with as much love and attention as he could soak up from his favorite people, he was happy and healthy and knew very little about the state of things. But for weeks in the early stages of the pandemic, I felt rudderless. For as long as I can remember, I've worked in positions I have felt called to: local church ministry, community engagement, and now a calling to support churches as they journey through communal discernment. With an abrupt pause on life as we knew it, my days were suddenly spent juggling my own Zoom calls and emails with my toddler schedule and husband's high-demand job as a school administrator. I wasn't able to do what I feel a strong calling to in the way I had grown accustomed to doing it. I was, like so many others, stuck. So when I got close enough to examine the tree of my own life, I saw no figs. Yet each day I bore witness to my son's growth and development in a way I hadn't been able to since his first weeks of life. He pronounced a word clearer than the day before, or expressed a glimpse of his imagination. And all of a sudden, he was tall enough to reach something that had always been too high. When I wasn't so focused on tasks and productivity, I became keenly aware that I'd been overvaluing them and not appreciating enough the ways a playful toddler can teach us something about joy. These months have not been uncomplicated, not for anyone. But many of us have discovered that when the frills are stripped away, a sense of purpose is revealed that we haven't previously had space or time to fully explore. In whatever season you find yourself, may you also find a generous measure of joy for these precarious days.
I think Kelly hit that out of the park when she brought us through the struggle, but also brought us to that place of joy, of not wanting anything to rob us of joy. No season that we go through, no matter how challenging or tumultuous, to not rob us of joy. to not miss the moment where that is still ever present and abundant. I think it's amazing, whether in season or out of season, high season or low season, there's opportunity for joy. And so a few questions for you. What significant disruptions are you experiencing in your life that make you think more about seasons and the season that you're in? What does it mean to you that God created the world to move between seasons and calls us into perpetual change? And number three, what fruits have you seen and experienced in this last season of your life? It's good to pause and to think deeply of how we move in between those seasons and the fruit that comes in and through those seasons. And as I do this podcast, we recognize that we can point out in where we live, the particular winter season that we're in and the spring season that will soon be here. And people on the other side of the globe point to a different season that they're in when it comes to climate. But we know when we talk about seasons, it's all the seasons of life. And none of us, particularly in the same spot, but we do find affinity groups or affinity through relationships of people going through similar things at a similar time. And we're called into those places and into those seasons to walk together. And so I leave you with this question in prayer. What season are you in now? Because for everything, there is a season. If we pause, lean in, and observe nature during each season, we will see change, transformation, flourishing, and renewal. All seasons have the capacity to grow us. All seasons contribute to the growth of our fruit. Our calling is consistent and persistent through the seasons. God abides in the vines. God abides in the branches. God abides in the trees. God is the gardener of our growth. God plants us. God waters us. God prunes us season after season. God delights in the fruit we bear. In the church calendar, Advent calls us to wait with expectation. Christmas calls us to celebrate. The Epiphany calls us to participate. Lent calls us to prepare. Easter calls us to restoration. Ordinary time calls us to follow. Seasons call us to discern, contemplate, to be patient and persevere. Like Kelly, you may be called from work to home. You may be called into a new space or time. You may be called to patience, perseverance, or introspection. You may be called through prayer, contemplation, or interactions with nature. Just as the gardener, God tends us season after season. Through winter, spring, summer, and fall, our callings narrow, expand, deepen, and become clear. Yes, may you dance in and out of season, and may there be joy in and through it all. All right, good folks, good date.